It is Sunday Satsang, June 21st. I have a question here about Satsanga. I heard in one lecture you said that one can only progress in bhakti according to the level of satsanga he gets. I was wondering about my situation. I have no personal association with advanced sadhus. So how can I advance without personal association in satsanga? It's very rare, where I live, it's very rare to meet sadhus. So how do I advance? In third canto of Bhagavatam, Kapila Muni's teachings, the famous verse, he talks about the value of satsanga. So let's hear about the value of satsanga, then I'll answer the question. This is third canto, Kapila Shiksha, chapter 25, verse 25, famous verse. It's mentioned two times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Satam prasangan mamavirya samvito bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata tajoshana jash avavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anu krimishyati. Says Anukram. Anukram means step by step. Satam prasangan mama virya samvado. There's great strength, there's great power in association with devotees. Satam prasangan mama virya samvado. Translation. By associating with devotees of Krishna, and by hearing, discussing Krishna's pastimes, it acts like a rasayana. Bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata. The kata is like rasayana. Krishna kata is like rasayana. We take it through the karna, through the ears, and it goes to the heart. It rejuvenates both the heart and the ears. By such cultivation, one quickly becomes liberated from ignorance. Then, by continually associating and hearing Hari Katha from advanced devotees, one develops Shraddha, Bhava, and Prema. It says Shraddha, Rati, Bhava, and Prema Bhakti. Shraddha, Rati, and Bhakti. Bhakti here means Prema. He develops faith, he comes to develops Bhava, and develops Prema. Anukramishyati. It's a sequence. So that's the power of Satsanga. There's also a famous verse in 10th canto Bhagavatam, chapter 51. The deliverance of Muchukunda. Verse, same phrase there, Apavarga. This is 10:51, 10th canto, chapter 51, verse 53. Vapavarko Brahmato Yadabhavej Janasya Tarya Chuta Satsamagama Satsangamo Yarhi Tadeva Sadgato Paravarishe Tvai Jayate Mati. When the material life of a wandering soul ceases, O Chuta, such a person may attain the association of Krishna Bhaktas. And by associating with Krishna devotees, there awakens that soul, devotion, Krishna Bhakti. Vishwanath Chakravarti Sika, 10:51-53. And may be questioned, when does bhakti, which destroys all suffering and bestows all bliss, appear? This verse answers the question. Muchakunda said, O Achyuta, when a wandering spirit soul's bondage in material existence is destroyed, Bhava Pavarga, he gets the association of merciful sadhu, satsangama. Vishnu comments, he said it would be more proper to say that saintly association comes first, and then the cessation of material existence comes afterwards, since they are respectively the cause and effect, karna, karyayo. However, because the effect happens so quickly, the effect is mentioned before the cause to emphasize its quickness. This is an example of an extreme statement called atishayokti. This means a statement in which the logical order of cause and effect is reversed to emphasize the extreme power of sadhusanga. In other words, by sadhusanga you attain liberation. Everything Krishna does is initiated by desirous devotees. Therefore, Krishna's mercy is also dependent on saintly devotees. In the phrase of this verse, sadgato, this means that Krishna's mercy can be received only when a succession of predecessor saints has been established. It does not arise at all by itself in some time in the past. So Krishna's mercy comes through devotees. So there's hundreds of verses that emphasize and glorify the power of associating with saintly devotees. So the person say, I'm in a place where I don't have any association, so what to do? You know, if you live in Vrindavan, there's so many saintly people live here, and there's classes everywhere by great saintly devotees. But the point is that there's great saintly devotees of the past and present. They're available for sadhusanga. You can associate with them in their books, and their lectures, and get the full blessings of Krishna. You surrender. There's a type of hearing. Just like if you go and meet a sadhu, living sadhu, and you're right in that same room with him, but your heart is not surrendered and your mind is not submissive, you won't get so much value by hearing that Hari Katha. But someone who's not in the room, someone who's in Europe or Russia or somewhere, and hears a lecture, a recording of that lecture, in Vrindavan, with a surrendered heart, submissive mind, they'll get the full blessings of the sadhu and the full impact and effect of the teachings of the Hari Katha will take root in that person's heart. So one shouldn't, there's never any limit for bhakti. Hari Katha is transcendental. It's Shabda Brahman. It moves through the transcendental ethers. It's transcendental sound vibration. Doesn't depend on time and space. It's transcendental. Golokara Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. The transcendental vibration of Krishna's glories is coming from the spiritual world. But it appears that it's coming out of the mouth of some sadhu or sadhvi sitting in front of us or inside the teachings of a book. It all depends on the mood of reception. What is our mood of hearing? It's described that the sages at Naimisharanya, when they heard Shukadeva Goswami or Shukratal, whatever it was, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking about Bhagavatam Parikshit, said they heard with rapt attention in the first canto of Bhagavatam. Rapt attention means they're fully attentive. So the attention The concentration, the attention, and the submission of heart is what determines the penetration and the effect of Harikatha, whether you hear it live or whether you hear it on a tape or read it in a book. So one shouldn't feel hopeless, helpless. Some people have that kind of mood at all. Everything's actually auspicious and perfect. The main thing is to hear Harikatha day and night. And Krishna will be pleased with that activity and give you all kinds of happiness. It says in 10th chapter of Gita, verse 9, Machita Matkatha Pranas Bodhyas Bodhyas. Krishna tells 10:9 of Gita, Machita Mat Gata Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam Gatayanta Shramam Nityam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. Translation. Krishna says, devotees, Machita Mat Gata Pranas. The minds of devotees are always engaged in me, Matkata Prana, and their lives are devoted to me, and are always enlightening each other, Bodhyanta Prasparam. They're always enlightening each other by talking Harikatha about me, my Harikatha, Kataya Shasmam Nityam. As a result of that, hearing Harikatha, speaking Harikatha, they feel Tushanti Charamati Cha. They feel great satisfaction and bliss from always speaking and hearing and speaking about me. Kata Mam Kata Nityam Tushanti Charamati Cha. They become Tushanti, pleased, satisfied, and Ramanti, and blissful. Ramayati, blissful, Anand. So, the Goswamis are writing in their books, Das Goswami's writing, Vishnu Chakravarti, Narottam Das Thakur, Prem Bhakti Chandra Gustavavali, all these books, Bhavanasara Sangra. The Acharyas are writing, they're speaking Harikatha, and we're listening. So there's hearing and chanting going on, Shravana Kirtanam. And the result, whether you're hearing a tape, whether you're reading one of the books of the Goswamis, the result will always be the same, because Harikatha, if you're hearing Harikatha with an attentive mind and submissive heart, then you'll experience Tushanti Ramanti, guaranteed. Guaranteed. There's no loss. Another very curious point is that sadhus are available inside, right inside your heart. Forget about having to go to Vrindavan or living Vrindavan, wherever you're living, Russia, Europe, Delhi, Bombay, your sadhus can be right with you. And Vishnu Chakravarti brings out this point of Antaryami Sangha, Antaranga, Rijai Sangha. Very nice point. And the last verse of 10th canto, chapter 90, 10th canto, chapter 90, verse 50. The translation of this Sanskrit verse is this. By regular hearing and chanting and meditating on the beautiful topics of Mukunda with ever-increasing sincerity, Mukunda Srimad Katha Shravana Kirtana Chintayati. A human being will attain the divine kingdom of Krishna, where power of death holds no sway. For this purpose many persons, including great kings, abandoned their homes and took to the forest. So that's the verse. So Vishnu tells the topic. He gives a comment. He says, how can one attain success of entering the spiritual world, Tadama? How? By steadily and regularly hearing and chanting about the beautiful topics of Mukunda. Srimad Mukunda Srimad Katha Shravana Kirtana Chintayeti. You hear about these topics, then you begin to meditate on them, Chintayeti. And then you start continuously thinking, by what method will I attain Krishna and when? One method of attaining Sri Krishna's eternal abode is mentioned beginning of the word gramat, hope. This is what it says in the last line of the verse. It says, gramat vanam, gramam vanam shiti bujopi vayur yadartha. Now this is a nice point in his commentary on this verse, 10:90, verse 50. Vishnath explains how he compiled this wonderful commentary on the 10th canto entitled Sarta Darshini. He said this Sarta Darshini commentary on the 90th chapter of the 10th canto has now gradually reached its completion. And so has this canto, the 10th canto. I've been able to do this. This has been accomplished by the association given to me by devotees of Krishna from within my heart. This is a key phrase here. Association with devotees from within my heart. This is what Vishnu is saying. 10th canto, chapter 90, verse 50. In Sanskrit, it says, Satam Sankato Riddhi Me. Remember the opening verse I started with, 3rd canto, chapter 25. Kapila Muni Shiksha talking about Satam prasangam Mamavirya Sambhado. So the same word is here, Satam Sangato Riddhi. Satam means the sadhus, Sangato means association, and Riddhi means heart. Riddhi, H-R-D-I. Riddhi means heart. In other words, Vishnath is saying, I got all my ideas, all my inspiration, all my power, all my realizations and ideas and metaphors and all beautiful philosophy and verses to compile these tikkas in the Sarta Darshini commentary in the 10th canto by the association of devotees in my heart. So this is the point to answer the question. You say, I don't have any personal association, sadhusanga. How can I progress? The sadhu sangha is, there couldn't be more personal, the right inside your heart. Satam sangato riddhi me. Riddhi me inside my heart. Riddhi me in my heart. The sadhus are living there. Govinda Vishram. So you open the books of Raghunath Das and Vishnu Chakravarti, Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita commentaries. And you pray those sadhus, you pray to Raghunath Das, you pray to Rupa Manjari, you pray to Narottam, pray to Vishnu Chakravarti, please enter my heart, reside in my heart, give me your association, make your teachings come alive in my mind and heart, give me the strength to follow these teachings, give me the intelligence to understand them, and give me the strength to follow them, give me the intelligence to realize their meaning and share with others. So there's no cause for any anxiety. Everything's auspicious. Just go on hearing and chanting. Machita makata pranas bodhiyastas bodhiyastas prasparam katayascha jamanityam chashanti cha ramati cha tushti and ramanti is a very nice combination. That's why they were so fortunate that the sadhus have expanded themselves in the form of their books and their tapes or lectures or YouTube or whatever. You can sit with the sadhus and hear them anytime, all the time, every time. Radhe, 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 Radhe Govinda. Radhe, 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 Radhe Govinda. Radhe Govinda, Radhe, Radhe Govinda. Sunday Satsang Ki Jai.